Jack Kennedy was not a saint, and he would never claim to be such a rarefied character as some people make him out to be. He was ambitious, hot-blooded, impatient, intemperate, but also creative, logical, responsible, and in the main, a generous spirit. He was the epitome of the athletic, idealistic, forward-thinking young man that graced the top of his generation, and in losing him, we lost a vital part of ourselves. That was bad enough, but by accepting the obviously contrived narrative surrounding his brutal assassination, we did ourselves more damage. Damage to our minds and hearts and honor. Anyone, even a little 7-year-old girl in Wisconsin, who saw the film footage of the event knew where the shots came from, knew that the Warren Commission report was bunk, and was left with the whole non sequitur of the event and our reaction to it, dangling like an unfinished sentence. In the aftermath of the assassination that took place 60 years ago today, amid the circus of Lee Harvey Oswald, the world's most obvious fall guy, and Jack Ruby, the world's most obvious dying anyway mobster with a family to feed, I just shook my head and asked my mother, why isn't anyone arresting Lyndon Johnson and Alan Dulles? It was that simple and obvious to me, as I asked that most ancient question, who benefits, and reached my conclusions without effort. I was only 7, barely hatched, still reading Dr. Seuss. I can only imagine how many battle-hardened World War II veterans looked at that headshot and knew what to think, how many adults thought the same thing as me and never voiced a whisper. We all knew he'd been murdered, and I believe to this day that we all knew who murdered him, but we acted like deaf, dumb, and blind paralytics, unable to react to the evil right in front of us. I don't ever want to see that side of America again. And that's part of my problem with Trump. 1. He went along with the whole COVID-19 vaccine genocide. He bought billions of doses of the crap using our credit, and those billions of doses enriched the criminals responsible at the same time that it harmed and killed Americans. Nobody should just give him a free pass for that. 2. Even if all the gossip is true about the blacked-out war and our troops are battling evil aliens and saving children from cannibals and adrenochrome factories, even if the whole Gitmo story is absolutely real and true, the entire history of our country since 1861 has been about a blacked-out war, or shall we call it what it really is, an illegal mercenary conflict? If the military is stuck dealing with a syndicated criminal empire, and they are dealing with these criminals as criminals, then it's 160 years past time to say so and not even try to cover it up. All these excuses people come up with about why all this daring do had to be secret ring hollow. What I see is the continuation of a self-interested corporate policy of hiding the truth from the American people behind a cloak of secrecy. That cloak of secrecy and the ignorance it creates has nothing to do with protecting the innocent, and everything to do with protecting the guilty. The military has always, since the 1790s, had the right and responsibility to counteract crime that has grown beyond the ability of conventional police forces to control. This was written into the Insurrection Act by John Adams, and it's still in force today. Trump availed himself of these powers when he was still serving as the U.S. president. In my world, the cloak of secrecy has to go. Trump is holding on to it. Why? 3. Trump is leading an effort that would leave the British government occupying our federal republic and various phony British territorial state republics in place, acting as members of this new British federal republic. Let's get this straight, our American federal republic is defunct, waiting for us and our American states to reconstruct it if we ever do. It's ours. There is no federal republic that belongs to the Brits now or ever. So far as I can see, Mr. Trump is colluding with the British territorial party hardies instead of being loyal to this country and the American people. He's going along and helping the Brits try to pull another substitution fraud scheme similar to what they did right after the Civil War, when they came in and substituted their own states of states for our American states of states. The foxes are after our henhouse again. And yes, I hold it against Mr. Trump and his advisors to think that we are stupid enough to accept this. If I have one message for Donald Trump, it's simply this: knock it off. And come home. Bring our lawfully converted military, free of the taint of foreign mercenary involvement, home with you. Let the Privy Council know that they have enough problems in their own country to worry about without meddling any more with ours.